Let's record and then. Good morning. It is Tuesday, April 17, 2025, and the time is 11:05 a.m. This is a public rulemaking meeting for Washington Administrative Code, or WAC 548-40-660, titled Timber Excise Tax Stumpage Values Tables, Stumpage Value Adjustments. This meeting is being recorded. My name is Tiffany Doe. My last name is spelled D as in Delta and O as in Oscar. I am a tax policy specialist with the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division, also known as ITA, for the Department of Revenue. I will be the facilitator for this meeting. Also in attendance from the department are Brenton Madison in his role as the department's rules coordinator, Kathy Holder in her role as management analyst. Kathy will be monitoring our recording equipment as this meeting is being recorded. Paul Stude, Forest Tax Field Operations Manager, Hi Kabuta, Patrick Matutuna, and Mike Harper as observers. We are conducting this public meeting remotely through Zoom. Participants here are joined through Zoom as well as through telephone calls. We do not have other parties physically present for this meeting. Thank you for taking the time to attend this meeting and providing us with valuable feedback concerning the rulemaking activities for Rule 548-40-660. Please note, we are best able to consider your comments when you provide it to us in writing, which can be sent to me at tiffanyd@dor.wa.gov. The legal authority for this meeting is Chapter 34.05 RCW, titled Administrative Procedures Act. This meeting was announced through publications in Washington State Register as WSR 25-06-030 on February 25, 2025, and by notification to interested persons. The purpose of this meeting is to solicit comments from the public prior to taking action to propose amendments to WAC 458-40-660, titled Timber Excise Tax, Stumpage Value Tables, Stumpage Value Adjustments, referred to in this meeting as Rule 660. We emphasize that the rule draft as now written is provided for discussion purposes only. We will consider any comments received relating to the proposed amendment to Rule 660. We appreciate receiving written comments and will evaluate all comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process. We request you send written comments to my attention, Tiffany Doe, at the email address tiffanyd@dor.wa.gov, no later than Friday, April 18, 2025. In this way, the department can fully consider your comments before proceeding with the future rulemaking activities. Now, let me briefly outline the rulemaking process and where we are in respect to this rule. The first step in the process is to file a notice with the Office of Co-Revisor to announce a public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding possible changes to the rule. The notice called Form CR-101 is published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The public meeting for the rule is today, April 17, 2025. The next step is to file a notice of proposed rulemaking with the Office of Co-Revisor to announce a public hearing on the proposed rule. This notice, called Form CR-102, is also published in the State Register and announced through emails to interested persons. The purpose of the hearing is to receive further public comments regarding the proposed changes to the rule. All public comments will be fully evaluated as we proceed in the rulemaking process. Any comments received will be kept in the ITA division in the permanent rulemaking file. The final step is to adopt the revised rule. This is not a public process, but simply requires that we submit the final draft of the rule to the Office of Co-Revisor using Form CR103 with the appropriate forms. The revised rule will be effective shortly thereafter and will be published in the Washington State Register. Before opening for public comments, I would like to ask Paul Stu, our Forest Tax Operations Manager, to explain the proposed revisions to Rule 660.
Thanks.
Thank you, Paul.
Yep. Thanks, Tiffany. Thanks, everybody, for being here. For valuation purposes, for Doug Fir and Hemlock on the west side, this go around, we had 77 cells that were used, 60 public, 17 private, 88% of the volume was public, 12% of the volume was private. On the west side, prices were generally up across the board, with the exception of Doug Fir and Red Cedar poles, which were both slightly down. East side, prices for Doug Fir and Whitewood were both down. Red Cedar sawlogs saw a pretty healthy jump, while cedar poles were down. Hewwood was also down. So now I'll go ahead and read the new proposed values. Doug Fir, I'll start with the west side, and then we'll do the east side after that. So Douglas Fir, stumpage value area 1, that's going from 517 previously to 514. Stumpage value area 2 is going from $544 per MBF to $565. SVA 3 is going from $586 to $606. SVA 4 is going from $601 to $624. SVA 5 is going from $516 to $547 per MBF, while SVA 9 is going from $503 to $500 per MBF. Western Hemlock on the west side, SVA 1. Previously was $244, is now going to be $269. SVA 2 is going from $294 to $308 per MBF. SVA 3 is going from $282 to $297. SVA 4 is going from $277 to $323. SVA 5 is going from $295 to $343. SVA 9 is going from $230 to $255. Red Cedar, stumpage value areas 1 through 5 is going from $1,028 to $1,047 per MBF, while SVA 9 will be is going from $1,014 to $1,033 per MBF. Ponderosa Pine is going from, and SVAs 1 through 5 is going from $153 per MBF to $158, while SVA 9 is going from $139 to $144 per MBF. Red Alder in stumpage value areas 1 through 5 is going from $355 to $356 per MBF, while SVA 9 will be going from $341 to $340. Black Cottonwood is unchanged. It's going to be a dollar per MBF in stumpage in all stumpage value areas 1 through 5 and 9. Other hardwood, stumpage value areas 1 through 5 is going from $92 to $133. And then in stumpage value area 9 is going from $78 to $119. Douglas Fir poles in stumpage value areas 1 through 5 is going from $959 to $944 per MBF, while SVA 9 will be going from $945 to $930 per MBF. Red Cedar poles in stumpage value areas 1 through 5 will be going from $1,968 per MBF to $1,938. SVA 9 will be going from $1,954 to $1,924. Chipwood across all SVAs is going is unchanged at $1 per ton. RCS, Red Cedar, Shake and Shingle is unchanged at $327 per cord across all SVAs. LPP posts are unchanged, 35 cents per lineal foot. Douglas Fir Christmas trees unchanged at 25 cents per lineal foot, and other Christmas trees are unchanged at 50 cents per lineal foot. Those are all across all SVAs, east side and west side. So that's the west side and some east side Douglas Fir. Now SVA 6 is going from $285 to $272 per MBF. SVA 7 is going from $299 to $286 per MBF. Western Hemlock, SVA 6, and other whitewoods. $237 per MBF previously is now going to be $206. SVA 7, one. It's not going to be $220 per MBF. Red Cedar, previously in SVA 6 was $795. Now it's going to be $1,011 per MBF. SVA 7 is going from $809 to $1,025 per MBF. Ponderosa Pine in SVA 6 was $139 per MBF, will now be $144 per MBF. SVA 7 is going from $153 per MBF to $158 per MBF. Other hardwood, SVA 6, stumpage is unchanged there, $1 per MBF. And SVA 6, SVA 7 is $9 per MBF previously and is still $9 per MBF now. Red Cedar Poles, SVA 6, was previously $1,561. It's now going to be $1,483. SVA 7 was $1,575. It's now going to be $1,497 per MBF. Chipwood in both 6 and 7 is $1 per ton, unchanged. Small logs went from $14 per ton in SVA 6 to $12 per ton. And in SVA 7, from $16 per ton to $14 per ton. And everything else on the east side was covered with the west side. Let you do it.
Thank you, Paul.
Yep.
We will now proceed to the comment portion of this meeting. If you have a comment, please use the React function on Zoom. Once I call your name, please identify yourself and who you are representing before comment for the record. Please note, we also appreciate receiving testimony in writing. If you have written testimony and could send us your oral testimony in writing after this meeting, please submit your comments via email to tiffanyd@dor.wa.gov by no later than Friday, April 18, 2025, so we can keep your comments in the department's permanent rulemaking file for Rule 660. All right, we now proceed with the public comments.
That's my hand raised.
Oh, sorry, I could not see that. Go
That's
ahead,
okay.
Cindy.
Yeah, so first of all, thank you. And as you know, our colleague John Ehrenreich attended these meetings for many, many years and worked very closely with the department. And my other colleague, Charles Hooks, and is very familiar in working with Paul over at DNR. So we appreciate your time and effort. I have a question about the chip and saw. And you know, I think that when the harvest volume and values come out and there's that conversion from tons to MBF, we recently spoke with the University of Montana, and they said they don't count that as part of the timber harvest volume. And when John was alive, he and I were perplexed about that because there is some actual saw logs in there. That's the core question. Are there saw logs in that when you get the reports for the volume and value per county and that column where the tonnage is converted to MBF, are there saw logs in that column? Do you know?
Which report are you talking about?
Is the T something or another? It's the timber. That's the quarterly timber harvest stats for public and private timber, and it has the volume and I think the values in there too, and it's by county.
And it's on the website.
And maybe, do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. I don't know. I think I know the answer off the top of my head, but I'd rather get back to you on that and make sure that I give you the right answer. Yeah. My general response is this: for it to be counted as chipwood for forest tax purposes, it needs to be delivered to a designated chipwood facility.
Okay.
And they're only allowed to have a certain amount of wood at any given time. Off the top of my head, I think it's 95% of the volume that gets delivered to a designated chipwood facility needs to be chipped. So there would be, you know, again, I'm speaking off the top of my head, so I'll need to do a little bit more research, but my guess would be almost all of that wood is going to be utility chipwood.
Okay. And I'll take it offline with you because I think it's a little off topic when you mentioned chips. I'm like, there's that column on the timber harvest stats that shows the volume. I believe the value is there, but then there's a column that is tons converted to MBF. And it's that column, and I can send it to you
Okay.
later. So thank
Yep.
you.
No problem.
I didn't say my name. Cindy Mitchell, Washington Forest Protection Association, Director of Public Relations and CFO.
Thank you, Cindy. Are there anyone else that would like to share their comment or have a comment? Okay, it looks like we have no further comment. So I like to proceed with recapping the rulemaking process. This has been a public meeting for input regarding the proposed amendments for Rule 458-40-660, timber excise tax, stumpage value tables, stumpage value adjustments. As a reminder, the department will next review any comments received on this rule draft, make changes as needed, and publish the proposed rule for public comment. Once the rule proposal is published, the department will hold a public hearing on the proposal to gather feedback from the public. Thank you for participating in this public meeting with us this morning. If you are not on the department rules notification list, did not receive a notice from today's meeting directly from the department, and what you want to be kept informed for future rulemaking activities related to this rule, please provide Kathy Holder with your name and email address. Kathy can be contacted at kathyh@dor.wa.gov. The time is now 11:21, and the public meeting for Rule 660 is now adjourned. Thank you, everyone.